to hear you.
Yeah, and caption under picture of People's Temple in Guyana is, quote, prison, relatives say. It's by Bob Clossy, C-L-O-S-E, staff writer, San Francisco. Is that the same one that's printed there, since you're the San Francisco?
We don't know.
Okay. Want me to start reading it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to get a tape recorder?
I got one. Go ahead.
Okay. San Francisco. Concerned relatives, a group of Northern Californians with relatives living on the South American agricultural mission of the controversial People's Temple Church, Tuesday charged their loved ones are being held captive, possibly under threat of death, by Reverend James Jones. A long list of accusations signed by 25 relatives of 37 residents of Jonestown in Guyana was delivered to the People's Temple headquarters here. The group, whose charges were documented by sworn affidavits from at least one former member of the agricultural mission and the Ukiah father of a current mission resident, demanded Jones allow their relatives a one-week visit home at the group's expense. The group Tuesday said that the visit would allow church members to decide freely whether to return to Guyana. If they chose to go back to Guyana, the relatives said they will not interfere. People's Temple spokesman Sandra Ingram today said that the accusations are malicious lies. Quote, quote, "We are looking into suing," she told the Press Democrat. "Those people have talked to their relatives. This is simple harassment." Ingram cited a purported report by the U.S. Embassy in Guyana, which he claimed said, quote, "People are very happy and want to remain in Guyana." Ingram criticized the group for its tactics and urged no mention of them in the press. Quote, "We do not speak for individuals. Maybe those in the petition do. We do not believe in this kind of dictatorship. We are very concerned that nothing be printed in the press until the whole side of the story is given," quote, she said. The group Tuesday was led by Stephen Katsaris, Ukiah, and Howard Oliver, San Francisco. Katsaris has a daughter in Guyana and Oliver two sons. Katsaris, director of the Trinity School for Children in Mendocino, and then to page 15A. And at the top of page 15A is a picture of Tim Stone and Katsaris and Howard Oliver. Then it goes for three columns. Okay. Mendocino County said the group would employ every legal and diplomatic avenue open to us to force Reverend Jones to comply with the demand. Katsaris said about 50 persons, mostly from the Bay Area, and many former members of the church delivered the demands to an associate pastor who is working a parking lot and storage yard at the rear of the building, One Jury Boulevard, San Francisco. It's misprinted there, I think. Repeated attempts to communicate with church officials at the front entrance failed, although officials watched from the temple windows as Katsaris passed documents through a chain-link fence to church workers. The introduction to the document said, "We, the undersigned, are grief-stricken parents and relatives of the persons who are awaiting to be transported in Guyana. We are advised there are not telephones or exit roads from Jonestown and that you are now have more than 1,000 U.S. citizens living with you there. We've allowed 9 months' time to pass since you left the United States in June 77. Although certain of us knew it would be no good to wait before making a group protest, others of us were willing to wait to see whether you would in fact respect fundamental freedoms and dignity of our children and family members in Jonestown. Sadly, your conduct over the past year has shown such a fragrant and cruel disregard for human rights that we have no choice as responsible people but to make this public accusation and demand the immediate elimination of these outrageous abuses. The charter said alleged conduct by Jones violates the Universal Declaration of Human Rights adopted by the United Nations in 1948 and the constitutions of the U.S. and Republic of Guyana. Jones is accused of using physical intimidation and a psychological coercion as part of a mind programming campaign against mission residents, prohibiting members from leaving Guyana, depriving them their rights to privacy, free speech, and freedom of association, and making a threat designed to cause relatives to fear for the lives of mission residents. The charges allege Jones prohibits telephone calls and contacts with outsiders, censors all mail, prevents residents from seeing relatives who travel to Guyana, and extorts the silence of relatives in the U.S. by threats to stop all communications. The specter of death is raised by the group using Jones' own words. The group said a letter Jones sent last month sent to members of the Senate and House ended with a chilling threat. Quote, "It is equally evident that the people cannot forever be continually harassed and beleaguered by such tactics without seeking alternatives that might have been prevented. I can say without hesitation we are devoted to a decision that it is better even to die than to be constantly harassed from one continent to the next," Jones' letter is quoted as saying. Quote, "We frankly do not know if you have become so corrupted by power that you would actually allow our collective decision to die, or whether your letter is simply a bluff designed to deter investigations into your practices," the group's charges said Tuesday. The group demanded Jones clarify the decision to choose death over harassment. Adding credence to the concerns was a sworn statement by Yolanda D.A. Crawford, San Francisco, who spent 3 months in Guyana last year. Quote, "Jim Jones prior to June said that people would be coming to live in Guyana for a temporary period in time. In June, Jim Jones stated that the people he brings over from the United States will be staying in Guyana permanently," Crawford said. Crawford's statement said, quote, "Jim Jones said that nobody will be permitted to leave Jonestown and that he was going to keep guards stationed around Jonestown to keep anybody from leaving. He says that he had guns and that if anyone tries to leave, they will be killed and their bodies will be left in the jungle. And we can say that we don't know what happened to you," she said. Crawford also quoted Jones as saying, "I can get a hitman for $50. He has not few connections," end quote. In his sworn statement, Katsara said he learned his daughter Maria had entered the innermost governing body of the church, but that steps had been taken to assure her loyalty. This is so funny. "I ascertained from people who had firsthand knowledge that Maria had been required to sign an undated suicide note that could be used to explain her disappearance if she ever attempted to leave the church," Katsara said. Katsara traveled to Guyana twice last year to see his daughter. He saw her once in the company of 2 U.S. Embassy officials and 4 church members. "It wasn't my daughter I saw, but a completely different person," Katsara told. Sorry, I'm getting like this. The first Democrat in his status, he declined to return his embrace, was suspicious, hostile, and paranoid, and accused him of being part of a conspiracy against the church. Tuesday, he said he hasn't heard from her since. Crawford said Jones has stated he could silence the critics by accusing them of being homosexuals, child abusers, terrorists, or sexual deviants. Besides the statement said Maria had been required to sign statements that the Children's Residential Treatment Center that I direct was involved in a gigantic welfare fraud and that it was staffed by child molesters and homosexuals, that I myself was a child molester and had sexually abused one of the girls in the program. Katsaris also said church officials told U.S. Embassy officials that Katsaris had sexually molested his daughter. In San Francisco today, church spokesman Ingram said Katsaris' daughter will continue to state this because it is the truth, end quote. That's a quote by you.
Oh, that's not bad. It just quotes his, what he said. Okay.
Also cited was the case of Timothy Stone, former deputy district attorney for Mendocino and San Francisco counties, and his estranged wife, Grace, who were deeply involved in the church when it operated the facility in Rotary Valley. Stone, present at the confrontation Tuesday, but remaining in the background, and his wife are currently fighting Jones for custody of Stone's 6-year-old son. Grace Stone left the church in 1975. Her husband followed after learning of the alleged physical abuses suffered by church members at the hands of Jones and church leaders. The Stone's boy remains in Guyana, and Jones claims he is the boy's natural father by Mrs. Stone. The Stones brought habeas corpus proceedings in Guyana last year and are still awaited a decision. Ingram said today Jones has not returned to the U.S. because of the custody of the case on advice of his attorneys. Stone said Tuesday's action represents the first organized attempt to determine the status of church members, members who reported they left the U.S. saying they would be back in a few weeks but haven't been seen since. Previously, Stone said relatives are too terrified to act. Signers of a petition include persons with parents, grandparents, sisters, brothers, cousins, even entire families living in Guyana. The fear of reprisal is illustrated in a letter 15-year-old church member wrote to her grandmother, which noted her grandmother's taking concerns to the media. The letter concludes, "I am sorry to hear that you called radio station to prove you did, I will not be writing you anymore. End quote, in the bottom line.
Damn.
That's quite an article.
News sucker.
Wrote, it's on the bottom of the first page with a picture of Maria. The headline says, Temple, quote, mind programmed Maria, end quote. By George Hunter, executive editor. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A deeply concerned Potter Valley father charged Tuesday that his 24-year-old daughter, Maria Katsaris, was remaining in a remote South American country only because she had been mind programmed. Leveling the accusation was Steve Katsaris, director of Trinity School in Utah, named as responsible are Reverend Jim Jones, pastor of the People's Temple of the Disciples of Christ, and his followers in a small religious community located in Guyana and the east coast of South America. Katsaris led a delegation of 25 relatives of Jones' followers who appeared Tuesday morning in the temple located on Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. Katsaris bore a petition asking that the Jones followers be allowed a week's visit to their homes at the expense of the relatives. The relatives were seeking Hugh Fortune, the associate pastor, but the temple was virtually deserted and they were forced to leave the petition and affidavit to the minor employee of the church.
That was Hugh Fortune?
I know, it was funny. Among the parents present Tuesday at the temple was Tim Stone, former Mendocino County Assistant District Attorney, and a staunch supporter of Jones and the temple since the cult first came to this area from Indianapolis to found a religious community in Reggie Valley.
Since the cult?
Yes, the cult. Stone and his wife, Ray, have come to a parting of ways with Jones and are currently seeking to obtain custody of a small son, John, who is residing in Jonestown. The Stones were denied permission to see their son when they flew to Georgetown, the capital of Guyana, but Stone was able to secure a court order issued by a Guyana court. Jones, however, according to Katsaris, ignored the order to produce John and the matter is pending. Maria has been involved in temporal affairs for the past 4 years. She has been in Guyana since last July. Also residing in Jonestown are the 19 and 21-year-old sons of Dr. Vitaly Lozinko, staff psychologist at Mendocino State Hospital before the facility was closed. The accusation found by 25 relatives accuses Jones a number of human rights violations, including making the following threat. Quote, I can say without hesitation that we are devoted to a decision that is better even to die than to be constantly harassed from one continent to the next, end quote. Jones is accused of employing physical intimidation and psychological coercion as part of a mind-programming campaign aimed at destroying family ties, discrediting belief in God, and causing contempt for the United States, prohibiting relatives from leaving Guyana by confiscating their passports and money, and by standing yards around Jonestown to prevent anyone from escaping. Jones is accused of banning phone calls, prohibiting contacts with outsiders, censoring all incoming and outgoing mail, extorting silence from relatives in the U.S. by threats to block all communication, and preventing children at Jonestown from seeing relatives who travel to Guyana. Well, Tim Clancy, a spokesman for the People's Temple in San Francisco, phoned the General this morning to refute the charges leveled by Katsaris. Clancy said that the U.S. Embassy in Guyana had interviewed the people in question and that Maria Katsaris had actually accompanied the ambassador when he flew from Georgetown to Jonestown. Clancy said that all the individuals concerned had been given the privilege of writing letters, as the Guyana Embassy had stated that any more campaigns by relatives would be considered harassment. Clancy's final statement was that the church was considering legal action against the relatives, period.
Big deal on our statement.
Yeah, big deal. Well, so,